So this is a reading from 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 2 and 3. We always thank God for all you and we always thank God for all of you and continually mention you in our prayers. We remember before our God and Father your work produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Christ Jesus. Dear God, I pray for this service, and I pray that we would learn more from it and grow in our faith towards Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Thanks, great. Well, do take your seats, everyone, and thank you so much, Jonah, for that reading, and Shay and the band for leading us in the presence of Jesus. We are at the start of a new term. Anyone back to school this week? Few people, few teachers, a few folks. A lot of our families are over up in the kind of west of the city, and they're gathering actually in one of the schools where quite a few of folks from the church go and teach. And we're here at the start of a new term. And, you know, at the start of things, like the start of a day or a start of a meal or a start of a journey, prayer is a really appropriate kind of starting point. In fact, Paul, in his letters, almost all of them, like in 1 Thessalonians that Jonah just read for us, Paul starts in prayer. And so we are going to start this term in prayer as a church, in a prayer week. We're going to be praying during this service in some creative different ways. There'll be prayer for those who are watching online, some pointers for you in this service as well. There's going to be prayer that happens during this week, and we'll explain more about that as the service goes on. And even tonight, we're coming back and gathering for prayer with communion this evening. So we're going to start this week in prayer. And as we were praying as elders for our time this week, one of the elders reminded us that in Exodus 3, it says that God is attentive to the cries of his people. God is attentive to the cries of his people. That means that God Almighty hears us when we pray. God Almighty hears us when we pray. Our good Father is bending his ear, is always more ready to hear than we are to pray. He wants to hear our voice. He loves to hear us, whether young or old, whether you're here for the first time, and it's been wonderful to meet folks who are here for the first time, or whether you're just exploring faith, or whether you've been here many years, God wants to hear us, and he loves to hear our voice as we pray. So we're going to prioritize prayer this week. I want to encourage you, whether on your own or for us as a church, let's prioritize time to pray in this week ahead. We're going to be particularly this week thinking about how to grow and to pray that we would grow in faith, in hope, and in love. Can you say those three things with me? Faith, hope, and love. They are like beautiful siblings in the life of someone, and the Bible talks about them often together, faith, hope, and love. So I want to ask this morning, how is your faith? How is your hope? How is your love? What are the signs of those things in your life as you look back over this maybe past week? As you think about this week ahead, what are the signs that you would like to see grow? And maybe even as we, as a church, look at each other's lives, what are the things we can encourage each other in and say, oh, that's a sign of faith, that's a sign of hope, that's a sign of love, and encourage each other in it. So I want us to turn it to 1 Thessalonians, that little verse that Jonah read for us. And in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 2 and 3, this is how Paul starts. And he starts like this. He says, we always thank God for all of you, mentioning you in our prayers. It is a great way to start your prayers in thankfulness. Often when you're praying around a meal or, you know, starting a day, thankfulness is a great way to pray. In fact, the psalmist says, enter his gates with thanksgiving. Maybe even just as we start this time, maybe a few people could just say, call out some things you're thankful for to God, just where you are, just shout it out. You know, prayer doesn't have to be heads bowed and things. Sometimes I pray with my eyes open and, you know, and so yeah, just anything you're thanking God for today. You just want to actually shout out thankfulness. I want to say thank you, God, for bringing David and Maggie back from Tasmania. Anyone else? Thank you for the signs of his grace. For his abundant grace. Thanks, Yvette. Yeah, amen. Anyone else? Thank you for health and strength and daily food. Thank you for friends. Thank you for the kids. Thank you for flowers, was that? Flowers, brilliant. Thank you for flowers, yeah. Thank you for fun, and thank you for people who help us have fun. Yeah, summer. Thank you for family. Yeah, thank you for church family as well. Guys, I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful that you're here today. And thank you, God, that you have given us this opportunity to gather, even in different ways and locations. Thank you, God, for those who are watching online. You know, it does us good to have an attitude of gratitude. You notice in 1 Thessalonians 1 verse 2, it says, we always thank God for all of you. There's a kind of an abundance to it. And so I'd encourage us this week to start our prayers with thankfulness. Maybe even just to think of a few people that you're thankful for. Paul says he mentions people in his prayers. We've done some of that even as we've been doing this morning. But maybe just in this moment as well, just think, are there some particular people, maybe in the church, that you want to be praying for this week? Maybe three or four people that you just want to particularly be crying out to God for this week. Just have a think. Who might you be mentioning in your prayers this week? And then maybe also think, maybe there are people who are not in the church. People who you know, who you love dearly and you know God loves, but they don't yet love God. They don't know the love of God for them. And maybe this week you could be mentioning them in your prayers as well as we go through the week. And as we pray, one of the things that's great to do is pray that God would help people and help us grow in faith, hope, and love. And so that's what I want us to be thinking about as we go through this time this morning, is how we can pray, firstly, for a faith that works. Isn't it interesting? And Jonah read it, and I love the little helicopter that sort of took off that Helen did, that it talks about in verse 3, that he says, we continually remember before our God and Father your work prompted by faith. It's as if there is something about faith which produces good works, that causes something wonderful to come into existence. Why is that? Why does faith produce good works? Well, because we believe that God is a good God. We believe that he's given us good things to do. As we believe his goodness and his love and desire to serve us, we are then inspired and helped and enabled to do good to others. It's as if we follow his instruction, his word, if we believe it, then good and wonderful works will flow out of that. I like to think of it like this. I wonder, Jonah, if you could pass me the instructions for the Lego first. So this is a great little book. I mean, this one's better, but this is quite cool. This is a Lego manual, and you would not believe it. You can take bits of Lego, and if you follow the instructions, if you believe the instructions, and it's very easy sometimes to think, oh, no, I'll do it my own way, but if you really do believe and follow the instructions, you can produce something amazing. An amazing work is produced by believing the instructions of Lego. Come on, Jonah, come and show us what you've got up here. This was a present from his grandparents a few years back. Look at that. Isn't that wonderful? You can actually make that if you believe this. And it's the same with God's word, with Jesus. As we believe him, as we believe his words, as we believe that he loves us, as we believe when he says he has not come to be served but to serve, and then models that by serving us and selling us to serve others, as we believe that, we are able to produce something beautiful. And I was thinking about this, and you know, we're not, as we join Jesus, building Lego, wonderful and fun as that is, we are actually building his kingdom with him. You know, when you're building Lego, it's quite fun when you're with a kind of master builder, someone who really knows what they're doing. And I want to say, brothers and sisters, Jesus is our master builder. He is building his kingdom. In fact, he's rebuilding lives where they've been broken. Sometimes that happens. John was saying that kind of sometimes you could drop the Lego and break it. And actually, if you go back to the instructions, you can rebuild it because Jesus is the wonderful rebuilder. And brothers and sisters, let's pray this week that faith would grow in our lives, that good works would come out of that, that he would build something beautiful, just as he has been doing here at Holland Road and in our lives and church family and communities and clusters, and that God would do something extraordinary, and that he would then spark faith in others, that they would see something of God in what we build with the Lord Jesus, and they would be drawn to it. Amen? Let's pray for work produced by faith. Let's thank God where we see that in the lives of others. Encourage them. Say, hey, I just want to say I was remembering that wonderful thing you did produced by your faith, and I was thanking God for it. Keep going. Let's encourage our young people in that. And then secondly, and then we're going to pause in a moment and do some praying. He goes on and says, your labor prompted by love. Your labor prompted by love. You know, labor is quite a kind of strong word. We talk about those who are kind of laboring in the fields or in a factory or a woman who gives birth to a child is called, she's in labor. It's a word that talks about great sort of cost and pain and often struggle. There is something in our labor of love which acknowledges that true love is costly. It's hard. And so, brothers and sisters, that's why we pray for our labor of love, that we would thank God when we see it in others. And I want to say in this wonderful church, I see so many labors of love, people caring for each other, people who, someone who just brought someone to church, gave them a lift on the way here, those who've been setting things up, those who got here early to work on the sound, those who labor in love, caring for those around who are, you know, tomorrow going to be doing a lunch for some of the most needy in our city and those who are kind of on the streets. We thank God for those who labor in love. Thank God for the generosity of this church who last May gave a staggering amount to our world missions to help some of the poorest of the poor. We praise God for the labor of love. And as we anticipate this term, and in November, we're going to be giving to the needs in the city afresh. I know that God's going to stir us to labor in love because love is costly. Again, as I was thinking about this, and we're going to have a little prayer station based on this. Jonah, I wonder if you could bring me those four little tiles there. And I wonder if you can capture this on the camera. Is that possible, David? So thank you, Jonah. So have you ever done kind of dominoes? Have you ever done dominoes? You know, where you kind of do a domino run, maybe you kind of get it all like that and it goes all the way around, And actually, I was thinking about this, labor prompted by love. It's like love, the love we have that God puts in our heart. In fact, it starts even with knowing his love for us. As we know we're loved, it's like it prompts or nudges or knocks. There's something about that word prompts, which is like, hey, John, I'm just prompting you for something. You give them a nudge. And I was thinking about how our love nudges and, as it were, is willing to fall down, is willing to make a price, to kind of serve, to do something that's costly so that another life might be touched. So I was thinking about maybe some of the people around us who need God's love, and I was thinking, God, would you knock our love and cause it to prompt a labor of love that touches the lives of others? And maybe as we pray in a moment, we could pray, God, who are the people who you want to prompt me to love in a way that's costly and laying down my life, that their life might then touch someone else's life. So let's have a heart as we come into this time to think, God, would you help us to pray? We're going to, after a little time in prayer and time with refreshments, we're going to come back and think about that last part of the verse about our hope. But even now, I want to just introduce some of the ways we can pray. And I want to start by saying that the first way you can pray, if you want to in this time, is just by being still in your seats. You could grab a coffee or a glass of water and take time to be still. Or if you're watching online, this is something you can join in. There's going to be this verse and then a few points for prayer on the screens. And they'll just scroll through. They're ways in which you can kind of press into the presence of God, listen to his voice, and take time to both speak to him in prayer, be honest with him, and hear him speak to you. And so that's going to be just on the screen. You can do that from wherever you are. And then we're going to have in the hall a bit of Lego and some instructions and a pointer about how you can then build and pray for faith to follow Jesus' instructions as you're building something with Lego. And then there's also a Jenga little run over there where you can like build your own little domino run and pray that God would help you and others grow in a labor of love in the hall. In the early years room, you can go up there whether you're a parent or you want to go and there's some people that you can kind of draw and color out to get us praying for some people, mentioning them in their prayers. And then there's something here on hope, and we'll come back to this later, where you can come and try throwing a beanbag into the bucket that says H or O or P and E, and you can try and get all of them if you can. And you're going to have to persevere. You're going to have to endure, and we'll come to that as we think about praying. So you can pray for perseverance and endurance in our praying this week and in other ways as you do that. So there's a number of different things you can do. And during that time, grab a drink. Even say hi to someone, but let's particularly not just be talking to one another, but remember that God wants to talk to us and wants to hear our voice. Okay, so I'm just going to pray for us. Then there's going to be some background music. Please stay with us online. Follow the promptings on the screen and take the most of that. We've got about 15 minutes for this time. And then Shay and the band are going to lead us back together. So let me pray. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Lord, help us in our praying. Lord, use this time to speak to us. May we even have things out of this time that we're able to share with one another when we come back together. And Lord, would you, God, hear our prayers and help us pray. And we ask all this for your name's sake. Amen. Should we just stay as we are in the presence of the Lord for a moment? The Lord loves you very much. He is with you. He is with us. He will never leave us nor forsake us. Lord, keep teaching us how to pray. Lord, keep helping us be aware of your presence in our coming and going, in our times here in this building or place, but Lord, also in our workplaces, our homes. Lord, help us be persistent in prayer. Lord, help us have endurance inspired by hope in you, our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. In your name I ask it. Amen. Amen. Please take your seats as we just look at this last little phrase together. I want to say that one of the things that I've found, I'm sure you've found this too in life, is that love that we were thinking about that labors is costly, and so it's quite hard to keep going. It's quite hard to keep loving and keep loving and keep giving and keep serving and keep doing the laboring of love. And that is why maybe this third sort of part that Paul prays is so key, because he prays for their endurance inspired by hope in their Lord Jesus Christ. Endurance is such a wonderful thing. I don't know if you tried to do any of the beanbag throwing, but I know that my first hit didn't work. And actually, in the second one, something came up. I wasn't even able to get to the second one. And I thought, that's actually quite like prayer often. You know, we try, and then nothing happens, and then we try again. Something interrupts, and we don't get back to it. And I was struck at how much I need to, and we need to, keep persevering in prayer, to keep having endurance. And hope helps us. Hope helps us endure. to go the distance in our faith with God, in our praying, in our loving. Hope helps you and I endure. I thought that was a great word about that. Just the smallness of a rudder or a single touch or word can make all the difference to know if you're sinking. That someone says, I'm here, I've got you. Wow, what hope that brings. To know if you feel overwhelmed, someone who comes along and says, I'm standing with you in it. What a difference that can make to someone's endurance. And we have a hope in something wonderful, something that enables us to keep going. I was thinking, have anyone else been watching any of the World Championships athletics? Anyone else ever seen any of that? I love it. I think partly having grown up in Kenya, often I can kind of cheer for the Brits and the Kenyans, and then I've spent some time in Ethiopia and for the Ethiopians, and that kind of covers quite a few of the medals there. So, often you see, in the marathon runners, I think it was a Ugandan runner who won this time, but often the Kenyans and the Ethiopians are there in the mix as well. And I wonder, Jonah, can you do a kind of little lap round here, and what I'd love you to do is go all the way, be careful of the kids here, and this is the finishing line, Jonah. Cheer him on. Come on. Keep going. He's going to do it. This is the finishing line. All the way. Keep your eyes on here. All the way. There we go. And we've got a finishing line. We've got a hope, a sure and certain hope. Something that we can look forward to and know either the Lord Jesus is going to come back, or we're going to go to be with him. One of those two things is going to happen first, and then the Lord Jesus coming back is definitely going to come at one point, and he'll make everything new. There will be justice for all that we long for justice. There will be renewal for all we long for renewal. There will be, everything will be made new. It will be glorious, and that hope is what inspired our brothers and sisters in Christ in the early church who were persecuted for their faith. It would inspire them when they went through difficulty and challenge. And all over the world, people are being inspired by the hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. A hope that doesn't disappoint. A hope not just that we'll make it to the finishing line, but a sure and certain hope that there is a glorious end. There is a glorious moment that we're looking forward to. A moment which is like the end of one chapter and the beginning of chapters that go on forever and ever in our confidence in him. And so having a hope that is the endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ is a wonderful way to live our lives. And I wanted to just in this context to say actually one of the things that can help us is to think, who is our hope in? And this little line at the end of 1 Thessalonians 1, 2, and 3, which I'd really encourage you to learn this week as we pray into it. Every morning at 7 till 7:30 on Zoom, we're going to be looking at a little phrase of it and praying into it. In our morning kind of Zoom times, you just go to hrbc.org.uk/Zoom prayer. And you can join in those times. And in Monday and Tuesday evening, we've got an hour from 7 till 8, where on Monday night, we're going to be praying for our outreach locally and globally, and on Tuesday night for our youth and children's work. And then on tonight and on Wednesday night, we're going to be in person. And we're going to be pressing into the presence of God tonight from 6 till 7, and then on Wednesday from 8 till 9:30, just a bit longer time to really listen and seek God together. And in those times, we're going to be praying that God would be growing faith, hope, and love in our lives. Asking God, what are the things that are obstacles to that? In us individually and corporately. Coming and seeking more of him and being attentive to his voice. And during this week, I'd encourage you to think about fasting. Sometimes I find that fasting helps remind me I'm hungry for God. More than for food, I want God. I want his presence. I want his help. And you might want to just miss breakfast so you can get to those prayer times. Or maybe it's lunch you're going to take time out of. Maybe both. Or maybe you're just going to have one day this week you're going to fast from food. If medically you shouldn't fast from food, please don't. Maybe fast from something else like social media, which can often free up a lot of time, or TV, or something that is going to help you press into the presence of God. And you know what you might find during the week? Is that you're kind of tempted to go back and think, oh, I'll just have food. That will be the answer, or whatever it is that you've given up. But actually, have endurance inspired by hope, that the God who we're seeking wants to meet with us and show himself to us and hear our prayer. And let's press in to prayer in him. And he is this one who's described by Paul as, let me read it to you, your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. There's four words there I just want to dwell on briefly. Our Lord Jesus Christ. Can you say them with me? Our Lord Jesus Christ. He's our. He's happy to be known as identified with us, that he's our Lord. He's the one who's the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth, the great God. He's Jesus, the Savior who comes alongside, the one whose name means God saves, the one who was willing to be born in a stable in Bethlehem and live in a place called Nazareth, which was a kind of nowhere place. And yet, this Jesus is willing to come and be in my home, your life and my life, your workplace or mine. It doesn't matter how grand or not grand it is. It doesn't matter. He is the Jesus who's the Savior who comes and presents himself with us. And he's the Christ, the promised one who's going to come and make everything new, the one who is the great deliverer, the anointed eternal king. Kingdoms rise and kingdoms fall, but his kingdom, this King Jesus, his kingdom will last forever. Amen? Amen. And so we put our hope in him. And get this, folks. He is the one who invites us this week to pray in his name. He's the one who's got like credit with God the Father. And he says, look, hey, Holland Road, you can pray in my name this week. And in fact, always. You can come and ask things in my name, and I'll do it. He wants to invite us to put our hope, our faith, our confidence in him. And maybe lastly, if you're struggling at the moment, I know many, it's so moving to have different people come and just ask for prayer, and it's tough. We often can feel overwhelmed. Often wonder, does anyone really know all that you're facing? But I want to say this, Jesus, this our Lord Jesus Christ, not just does he invite us to pray in his name, but he says, look, I'm praying for you. He is the great intercessor. He's the one who knows it's challenging for us. And even now, he's at the right hand of the Father, interceding for you and I, praying for us as we pray this week. Lord, wanting us to know, hey, he's with us and he won't let go of us. And so allow Jesus Christ to inspire hope in you afresh, endurance to keep loving, to keep living by faith, to keep trusting in him, whatever you're going through, to help you keep your eyes, as it were, not just on a finishing line, but on the Lord Jesus Christ. And so I wonder if the band could come back up, and they're going to lead us in a simple song which just talks about turn your eyes upon Jesus. And as we do that, I wonder if I could just get us to stand. And I just want to lead us in a simple prayer kind of response together. I wonder if you could just put your hand on your head. And God, I pray that you would guard our minds this week. Maybe put your hands on your eyes or your glasses. And say, Lord, would you help me see you afresh. If you put your hands on your ears, say, Lord, help me hear your voice this week. Lord, put your hand on your mouth and say, Lord, you help me in my praying to speak with faith. My words to others to speak with love. Maybe put your hand on your heart. Lord, would you soften my heart? Lord, help me grow in faith. I believe in you, Lord Jesus. Grow in love. Help me grow in hope to endure whatever this week or term or years ahead hold. I want to turn my eyes upon.